December 21st, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, prepare to follow Mary and Joseph into Bethlehem on the last part of their journey. The nights were frigid. There was no light along the way, save for a glow around the two sojourners as they made their way along the path the little donkey took them upon. Fatigue was not a stranger to them, yet they could not be discouraged, as they knew they were walking in my will. They were determined to move forward upon the journey they knew I was leading them upon. Pray for this same determination to walk in my will, no matter the obstacles. Do not be discouraged by people or events or even the hardships of the journey. Each of you is traveling towards eternal life. Do not allow any distractions or false gods to lead you off the path of my will for you." Mary and Joseph accepted even the disappointment of the stable, but in the end, my will shone through even in this humility. If you accept my will, you may not see my final design for you in the long run, but it is always there. Therefore, accept the best and the worst in your lives as one in my will. A note is given to read Luke chapter 2, 4 through 7. "And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.